Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And good morning, I'm Laura Reynolds. Welcome back to Eye on Houston. Up next, Mix 96.5's Lauren Kelly with the Morning Mix talks about the Houston Public Library. The library is one of the beneficiaries of Comcast Cares Day.
Good morning. It is Eye on Houston, Lauren Kelly of Mix 96.5 here with Sally Swanson. She is the executive director of the Houston Public Library Foundation. Thanks for coming on with us today, Sally.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren, for the opportunity. I get extremely excited about the great work that the Library Foundation does in the city of Houston for the city of Houston. So the library, you know, it's all across the community. They have 42 locations, and each serves their neighborhood's needs. So the programs that are in one location may not be the programs that are across town, but every library, you know, has that mission of serving their local community.
There is one. I'm the oldest of four girls, and my three younger sisters each have tiny ones under five. So the library is a fun destination and field trip for Aunt Lauren to take them on. And it's fun to watch them read actual books because a lot of these days, everything is online. And as kids, I know when I grew up, the book fair and going to the library and checking out a book, actually hard copies in your hands, it's just kind of an irreplaceable feeling.
Well, I grew up that way as well. I have these great memories of sitting in the basement of the library because I grew up in a small town, and in this ginormous beanbag chair, and my little red shoes were sticking off the end of the chair, and my mom would just pile books into my lap. Now, as an adult, I realized that was to keep me from getting up and running around. You know, but it really started early, my love of books, and I'm just so happy I can continue to carry that on. So you're right. The library provides so many opportunities for toddlers, moms, families to really engage in literacy because books in the home is one of the best indicators of school success. So children need to have books, and they need to be in an environment, too, where reading is modeled. So family literacy is extremely important.
You know what I think is really great these days? A lot of my friends who have very little ones, for their baby registries, they're asking for books in lieu of gifts, which I find is so sweet because my two-year-old niece sits there and reads Goodnight Moon with me at 2 years old. And it just warms my heart to know that they love to flip the pages and see the pictures and try to read along with me.
Yeah, Goodnight Moon is one of those classics. The library as well, we have so many resources in different languages.
Oh, right.
So if English isn't your native language, you can still go to the library and find resources for yourself or to read for your kids.
How wonderful. Now, the library alone is amazing, but you guys also have a ton of events coming up. And I didn't know that I could be a part of it. And so looking on the website, I'm at HoustonLibraryFoundation.org. It lists a couple of them. Let's talk about some of the upcoming events you've got with the Houston Library.
Well, our big community book sale is coming up.
Okay.
So one of the programs that the Houston Public Library Foundation has, it's called Friends of the Houston Public Library, and book drives are extremely important to us. So when people donate their books to the Friends, we either put them into community collaborations or we're able to sell those online or in these big community discount book sales.
Wonderful.
So the book sale is coming up on May 18th.
Okay.
It's at Hogg Middle School, which is an HISD school in the Heights.
H-O-G-G.
H-O-G-G, yes. And, you know, they're so gracious to allow us to have the space. And we also students who show their school ID, mm-hmm. whether they're from Hogg Middle School or anywhere else, they get buy one, get one free books.
Oh, what a fantastic deal.
And
that's double the reading.
Double reading, double the fun.
And double the learning. Just double all the things.
Exactly. But there's more than children's books.
Of course.
There's self-help, cookbooks, historical fiction, nonfiction.
Right.
You know, and then also based upon the donations that we receive, sometimes we get really cool historical maps.
Oh.
So, you know, I encourage everyone to, you know, come and take a look because you never know exactly what you're going to find.
Absolutely. So that's the big book sale happening Saturday, May 18th at Hogg Middle School. Like you said, it's in the Heights. What else is on the calendar for the Houston Public Library?
Well, one thing I'm extremely excited about is this year we have our annual Beyond the Page Luncheon.
Okay.
So it's our third luncheon, but this year we did something a little bit different. Instead of just focusing on the author, we decided to focus on a cause that's really important to the city of Houston.
Okay.
And so we are promoting diversity and inclusion. You know, as pretty much everyone's aware, Houston
right.
is the most diverse city in the nation. But it's incumbent on us to start those conversations on what does that mean?
Right.
How do we include people that are different than us,
mm-hmm.
but they still should have a voice in, you know, the way the city works, also a voice in how they're treated, about equality and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those are elements of inclusion. And so when we, you know, have brought in an author, I'm really excited to say it's Angie Thomas who wrote The Hate U Give.
Oh, fantastic.
And so I had a conversation with her last week.
Okay.
And, you know, she's just a really down-to-earth person. And she's really excited about coming to Houston.
I bet.
Because, you know, the book is a work of fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a young adult book. I've read the book.
Okay.
And it really challenges some of those social norms. And so the conversation that we're having with the luncheon is about, you know, diversity, inclusion, what does that mean? And so I encourage everyone to be part of that conversation. So on our website,
okay.
HoustonLibraryFoundation.org, you know, there's more information and people could buy a ticket. It
okay.
is a fundraiser for the foundation. We have to raise our own funds to exist.
Right, right.
And so it provides the majority of our operating revenue. And that way, for the remainder of the year, we're able to focus on library programs. And
absolutely.
The library is doing some amazing work.
Wonderful. That Beyond the Page annual benefit luncheon is going to be featuring Angie Thomas, like you said, Sally. And that's going to be at the Hyatt Regency. All the info, I'm just looking at the website right now, HoustonLibraryFoundation.org/luncheon, a direct link. But we'll put that on our website as well. Sally, can you tell me how people can volunteer for the library at all throughout the year?
The library themselves, all locations, uses volunteers. So over 5,000 people
wow.
volunteer every year with the library. So a lot of different opportunities that mm-hmm. exist. And so it's important to, you know, go online, connect with the library, and then look for opportunities that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
You know, you can volunteer a couple hours a month, or we also have some people who volunteer over 100 hours a year, and so they receive special recognition. And so through the library, but also through the Friends of the Houston Public Library, we also have volunteers who work in the book warehouse.
Mm.
So they come in when we receive the donated books. They sort the books.
Right.
They look at the quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there are different channels that they go to. And the part of the purpose of the Friends is to get books in hands of the people who you know, are really interested
right.
in
who would really
reading.
Greatly benefit from them.
And so we have collaborations in the city where we help do that. And so today is the Astros home opener.
Yeah.
And we're a very proud Astros partner. So this will be our third year of partnering with the Houston Astros Foundation.
Oh, fantastic.
And so they have a literacy bus that mm-hmm. goes to the ballparks throughout the summer. Little League, softball.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a celebrity player that goes along and talks to the kids. But they impress on the kids the importance of reading.
Mm-hmm.
Because reading at grade level by third grade is the greatest indicator of high school graduation.
Okay.
And so,
third grade, huh?
We give them books to distribute to all of the kids. So every kid who comes up to the literacy mm-hmm. bus, it's a repurposed HISD bus,
mm-hmm.
and they go through. There's different reading levels. They're able to get a book
right.
and take that home with them and start their own home library.
Which, you know what? That may be the only book that they get their hands on until that day. And then think of how much you can change your life with one single book.
Exactly. And you know, there are people who love books.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people who learn to love books.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that, of course, is available through the library.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most people, when they think of library, they think of big buildings filled with books that you go, and at least there's no card catalog system.
Right.
So you can look online, figure out where to go. But the libraries are so much more than that.
Right.
They're actually one of the largest free technology providers in the city of Houston.
Think about that.
And over 675,000 computer users in a year.
Wow.
And, you know, for the population of Houston,
yeah.
that's significant.
That's really big. Forget those coffee shops. We need to go more to the libraries.
And another wow factor is over 47 million Wi-Fi sessions.
Wow.
So there are people,
wow.
you know, they have a phone. Sometimes they don't have the funds that they mm-hmm. need to go ahead and keep it connected.
Right.
So, you know, when you go by a library, you'll actually see people kind of leaning against the wall mm-hmm. looking at their phone. That's because they're connected in through the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Kids can do their homework
yes.
at the library.
Yes.
And so that technology gap can really be significant because there are people who don't have internet in their house.
100%.
Yeah, and you know, kids now have homework assignments, and you need the internet to do them.
Right.
And so the libraries provide a safe place to go after school. They encourage kids to do their homework while mm-hmm. they're there. And there's also tutoring that's online, and the librarians are able to point them to additional resources. So it's a fun place to go for kids, just like it was when I was a kid.
Right.
But they have so many more opportunities. It's just an amazing experience for them. And to the adults are warned, you know, okay, it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Right, right. I'm just so glad that the libraries are still around because I have such wonderful memories of being inside of them. And I'm really excited for my young nieces and nephews to have the same experience growing up.
It's important for everyone mm-hmm. to be able to stop into the library and just see what's going on. Now, you know, we're really catching up into the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
and there's a new model of a library that started for the first time in May of last year,
mm-hmm.
and it's called TechLink.
Okay.
And it is a makerspace like none other. And again, it's free.
Right.
Everything in the library is free. All the programs are free because of the fundraising that the foundation does for library programs.
Right.
And so when you go into TechLink, there's animation software. There's
wow.
a music studio, completely
so they can
digital
learn
music
all of
studio.
These things.
A television studio.
Wow.
So if you're a student and you want to do a demo reel,
mm-hmm.
go to TechLink.
Yeah.
It's free. You sign up for a two-hour window, and you could project that you're in Paris with the green screen.
That's so cool. That's wonderful. Like, with the things that people want to do these days, they normally would never be able to figure out how to go about it.
Yeah.
It's right here in their backyard.
Oh, exactly. Well, and it's going to be all around the city.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the first one opened May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give a plug to one of our really key partners in the community,
okay.
A Aramco Services Company.
Mm-hmm.
They donated $1.57 million to actually bulldoze one of the libraries mm-hmm. that was damaged by the hurricane.
Oh, shame, right.
Rebuild it, and it is going to be the very first TechLink Center mm-hmm. that is only technology.
Wow.
You don't go to this library to check out a book.
Right.
But there's embroidery machines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are makerspace with the 3D printing in
wow.
both small format and large format. There's poster makers. So
wow.
it is going to be about a year before all of the construction gets mm-hmm. done. But it's on the near north side. It's in a community that this is going to really revitalize that community.
And that's wonderful.
And so, I'm really excited about that. But we also have partners that are individuals. Who just love the library mm-hmm. and want to show that love.
Right.
Whether it's a $5 donation or a $50,000 donation, mm-hmm. both can be extremely meaningful to the individual
right.
depending on what their means are. And both are very valuable. If you think if every person in Houston just gave a dollar
right.
every year, just $1 every year, that would be $2 million.
Yeah.
Going
crazy.
To library
yeah.
programs. And that would be, just exceptional.
Right.
Because the city doesn't fund the programs. Now, they do a lot. The
mm-hmm.
budget is about $40 million for the library.
Okay.
But they take care of the buildings.
Right.
They pay the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they also buy the majority of the books and mm-hmm. materials. But all of the other online resources, the programs, all
right.
of that comes through the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to have this public support.
Right.
And we also have foundation support. So, with the luncheon that's coming up, it's the first time that we've asked for student tables because the
okay.
book we're, working with Angie Thomas,
mm-hmm.
The main character is a teenage girl.
Okay.
So we wanted to get youth involved, but we knew that schools, they just don't have the means
right.
to buy a ticket.
Correct.
So there were two local foundations, the John P. McGovern Foundation mm-hmm. and the Andrew Delaney Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and they each bought five tables that they're not using. They donated
oh,
them
wow.
back. So that we have 10 student tables. So 100 students will be able to come to the luncheon. And really, it's a new experience for the majority of them.
That's fantastic.
And it's just incredible. And then, of course, we have organizations.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to blow your mind. That the Women's Club of Houston is 125 years old today.
Oh, today.
And that they have also the Ladies Reading Club
mm-hmm.
and a couple other women's organizations, and they got together to create the first public library in Houston almost 100 years ago.
100 years ago. Wow.
And so if you think about it, that was before women had the right to vote.
Of course.
And the Houston Lyceum was membership men only.
Mm-hmm.
And so these ladies got together to change Houston.
Yeah.
And so the Women's Club of Houston and the Ladies Reading Club mm-hmm. still exist.
Wow.
They're still active, and they still give back to the library system that they started so long ago.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Sally Swanson, she is the executive director of the Houston Public Library Foundation with just a plethora of information. Thank you so much for dropping it off today.
Well, I would, I'd be remiss if I didn't also say, our corporations, Comcast has
Absolutely.
Been an amazing partner. Comcast Cares Day is coming up in May, but to me, every day is Comcast Cares Day because they really show their community support. And with the Library Foundation, you know, they're just an amazing partner.
Right.
So, you know, great thanks go out to Comcast and Melinda Little, who serves on our board, and the entire organization, because they are so community-minded. I wouldn't be here today without them.
Right. Comcast is so wonderful. I love those guys. They take care of my TVs in my house as well.
They have incredible opportunities for people in the city. So I appreciate them. I'm a listener of morning radio while I'm on my drive into work. So
thank you, Sally.
Great meeting you, Lauren. And you know, again, really appreciate this opportunity with Mix 96.5.
Well, thank you for coming in. One more time, I'm going to give the website. It's HoustonPublicLibrary.org.
Close. Houston Library Foundation.
All I had to do was read it. One more time, Sally, correctly.
Houston Library Foundation.org.
That's it. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lauren.
Make sure to tag all your social media, hashtag Comcast Cares Day, so everyone can see how you're helping to make a difference in our community. And we'll be right back with more Eye on Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.